Did you know that?
Did anybody see that 3D Piranha?
I hear it's awesome. Yeah. Adam Scott's in it. He's already done Adam Scott.
So is one of the ball guys.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Hello.
And welcome to the Octavarius Podcast.
Octopodcast.
Octocast.
Excuse me.
This is episode 33 of our podcast.
Scottie Pippen 33.
The great
Battlestar Galactica 33.
numbers. Hey.
Oh, I watched Battlestar Galactica. It's great.
Mark, you gave it to me. I watch it now.
Sweet.
Hey.
Love Galactica.
Wait, something's wrong. Who's got our mailbag?
Oh, wait, we should go around.
Where is
room.
It? Where is
oh, okay. Let us start on this side of the room. Makula, go.
Makula.
LP.
Lisa.
Lauren.
Is next to Brian.
Dins is next.
Same couch as Mark.
And lastly, Costello.
It's almost like this is take two of something.
numbers.
Thanks to everybody that came to the show last week.
Yeah. Costello doing splits is really cool. Again,
oh, right now I gotta do splits.
Costello doing splits is so cool.
Just be careful to have your keys cut your scrotum like in the office.
Well,
that
was not intentional.
They didn't, though.
That's fiction.
So, and thanks for checking out the WGN
Yeah. Oh yeah! Did you?
Thanks everybody at Channel 9.
Did you catch our Will Smith points?
Yeah, you can check out the link on Octavarius.com.
Oh and, man! And how about the Sun Times? That was cool.
Chicago Sun Times wrote about us. It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Did you?
We are popular.
Did you catch our Will Smith points?
Hey, wait. Yeah,
you should
in both. Wow.
I don't know.
Oh wow.
Hey, wait a minute! Something's wrong. Where's our mailbag?
I've got it right here.
Oh, good. Oh, it's Velcro this week.
Hold on. It's written on this scroll. Oh, let me just unroll it.
It looks like a burnt piece of parchment.
No, dude, it looks like a treasure map.
You know, from the 16th.
Cloud.
Do you think you can do the mailbag so well, Cloud?
I'm just saying what I'm inferring.
From the back of this scroll. It does have a very treasure mappy back. It says Spencer's Gifts. That's how you can tell. So there's like a fort, and then there's like a dashed line to a little pirate cove. And there's a dashed line to like a little, looks like an oasis, and there's a big X and a picture of treasure there. And then right
Who's
here.
Who's it from?
Yeah, does it say?
So
yeah, it's from Tyrone Blackbeard of Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Oh wow,
we know people from Bolingbrook.
Tyrone.
Yeah.
No Blackbeards though.
From Bolingbrook?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
And then right here at the bottom, it just says, "What is the deal with this?"
So I'm gonna imagine we're talking about pirates.
There is a big skull and crossbones on it.
Oh, you mean a Jolly Roger?
Very different than a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, so, very different from a Jolly Rancher.
Oh man, deja vu.
So pirates.
Right now, pirates. The official pirates. Scrabble Players Dictionary 3rd edition defines.
You seriously got the Scrabble dictionary?
Yeah, I got it, and I have it open. I just so happen to have it open to Piranha, which is right by pirate. And the definition that, like I said before, the Scrabble dictionary has is to commit piracy.
Oh, well, that's I thought you can't define a word with the word that's in it.
The look verb
to pirate is what they're saying.
Look up piracy.
Is there a noun?
Is piracy in there?
It is not. Oh, yeah, it is. Robbery on the high seas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I should have just said to commit robbery on the high seas.
Did you guys ever change your Facebook language thing so it's like pirate language?
I've heard that you can do that, but I've never done
that. Yeah, you can change the language on your Facebook profile so that all your settings and all of the, you know, instead of it saying profile... It says, like, your scurvy info or something. I don't know.
Kind of similar
it's
to that.
Stupid.
Have you guys, like, ever, like, in college, when you're trying to go to sleep, you get a pirate sword and say to your roommate, prepare to be boarded, and jump in their bed? You guys ever?
I remember when you guys did that.
You did that? Really?
Nick and I lived together, we had an overnight guest one day. And I guess we just didn't want... She was...
No, I didn't want her to stay, so we just kept on saying weird things so she would leave.
No, that was a different girl. That was the girl that we just slowly took our clothes off until she got uncomfortable and
left. That's how we got that one out.
What?
What did you two just nod to each other and, like... It's time. And then you started to slowly take your clothes off?
No, it was like an article at a time over the course of a half an hour. Like, you know, someone like took their shoes off first, and someone just like took off an overshirt.
At what point did you notice that this was a thing? You knew?
We caught on pretty quick. I don't remember who started it. The girl, however, just noticed at some point that we were both in our boxers.
Wow. Singing the Ewok song, I also believe, was part of that.
Yeah, that happened.
Did she leave then?
No.
No.
did any of you have sex with her?
No.
Three-way?
No.
No.
Okay.
She stayed.
She just slept on the futon.
So it was...
That one stayed in, I think, my bed. But the permission to come aboard girl stayed on the futon and was just super confused at our antics in our lofted beds above her.
That's right. So anyways, we had beds in college that were lofted about 7 feet in the air.
7 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Five. It's a number. Five.
Seems unlikely.
Lauren has something to say.
No,
Lauren, what do you got to say?
No.
What?
Lauren. You interrupted me.
Was I what? That girl?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Wouldn't you remember if a Nick Mikula flew over you 5 or 7 feet in the air screaming permission to come aboard, matey? Oh.
In his boxers as a pirate sword? You would remember that.
You guys say crazy things. When I went, my roommate had a friend stay over at my apartment, my dorm room. That's what it was. And I came back like after hanging out with you guys. We were all drinking in your dorm room. I came back to my dorm room, and there was a girl in my bed that was my roommate's friend with a guy. And so I was like, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was like, well, what the hell am I going to do now? And I should have kicked him out, but I was, I don't know, naive or whatever, and not confident enough to kick them out. So I went back to their place, and I ended up staying over the night at Nick and Makula's dorm. But I remember that Mark was nice and gave me his bed, and he slept on the futon. So I immediately was, like, worried that that was me that you were talking about. But I guess not. But I do remember you did jump over the bed a couple times and, like, did some crazy weird stuff. I don't know.
What do you say, guys?
Look,
did you do crazy, weird stuff to Lauren?
I mean, I don't think so. I think we just kind of played. I played Prince of Persia, and
okay. Knowing sounds the both right. of you, I'm leaning towards yes, you did.
I don't know. Okay, I'm just glad I wasn't that girl, and I don't remember that.
Sorry if that was you. My apologies. Also, sorry that you slept.
No, it was a girl named Caitlin.
Oh, okay.
So, in answer to your question, Nick, no, we have never done that.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. You should.
Yeah, I never.
Really?
Not.
You don't
want
to try it?
No.
I'll get you a sword.
Ingredients: 1 pirate sword, 2
no
0
shame.
Teaspoons shame.
So, I'm just grasping for shit now because I can't believe what I just heard.
So I was on a pirate ship this past weekend.
What?
Yeah, Navy Pier has...
Oh, the tall ships
in
Chicago.
Yes, the tall ships. Mm-hmm. My aunt thought it would be really fun for me and like my little cousin, my mom, and my aunt to go on the pirate ship. And actually, one of the actors, I think that I've seen in an audition once, but... But it was fun. I mean, it's cool if you have, like, a little brother, cousin to go with.
What do
then
they do?
Can make the little kid, like, pull up the
no,
sails
wait,
and
Lauren, was this an actual ship that once contained pirates? Or was it
like,
made up to be a
pirate
ship?
It's modeled after it. But they do have some real artifacts from, like, the pirates of the Great
fuck
Lake.
Fuck that.
Ain't no real pirate ship.
It's the tall ship thing. It's the tall ship expo. They can't get a real pirate ship?
Maybe bullshit. It was and they didn't tell us. I don't know.
They would have told you.
If it was a real pirate ship, Tins, if it was a real pirate ship, don't you think the pirate would have died before they allowed their ship to be in some lame expo?
Yeah, so they probably died and ended up in an expo a couple hundred years later.
I think they would have sank the ship. I think they would have sank the ship.
That no, it was... might have been a pussy-ass captain.
Captain
Pussbeard.
So do you think there is such a thing as a pussy pirate?
Maybe. I do not think so.
like,
I'm
you
sure
know,
somebody somewhere claims to be a pussy pirate.
You know, like Bart.
Like Smee? Smee's kind of a pussy pirate.
So it'd be Bart the Timid Pirate. And he wouldn't. He would ask you to take your ship and your the stuff on your ship, and if you said no, he'd be like, okay, and then sail away.
The next boat.
No,
or would he threaten a bit until it looked like real violence was to come?
Maybe he just whined a lot and was so annoying that people were like, all right, we'll give you the ship. Just stop whining.
Come on, give me the boat, you badman.
I guess what are the standard, like, what kind of testing do you have to go through to become a pirate? Can a wussy ass become a pirate?
Well, Orlando Bloom did it in Pirates of the Caribbean.
All you gotta do is steal.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't that much of a pussy.
Now, in college, we all went to ISU, but they did have a class that was a pirate class.
Oh, yeah.
I took it. Did anyone else here take it?
You took the pirate class?
I did take the pirate class.
Yeah, it was, what, text and context?
Text.
Pirates something and Corsairs or something?
I heard they made
Pirates
it boring.
Buccaneer. It was so boring.
How can you make that boring?
It was so boring. It was like the most boring thing in the entire
world. Was it like intentional? Like, do you think they were like, this'll get them? All these kids are going to take pirates.
That's literally what it was.
Bore
the
shit out of them.
The first day that they would go of class, people dressed up as pirates.
Wow.
And the professor, I remember, made it like pretty much very clear that this class would be boring. And not be fun in the least.
But but students came dressed up appropriately for
they
the class.
They dressed up as pirates for the class.
How often do people
show up in math outfits?
Yeah, if I was a professor, that'd be like the highlight of my decade. Like, people cared so much about what I was going to teach them that they dressed up. And this guy was like, no, you are all wrong.
Well, in the end, it's
got
just,
you.
He was a poor professor. He was boring in general. And the curriculum, what is that the word?
Curriculum.
It's pretty much history. It was history about what is a pirate, what qualifies as a pirate, and pretty much the final point that was made, if I recall, it's just a thief on the sea, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, Vikings, technically, were pirates. There's pirates going on today.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
There were privateers, which were pretty much hired mercenaries on the seas. Technically, were just pirates.
So, after 16 weeks, the main thesis that you were able to get out of it was sea thieves exist?
Yeah, pretty much. I did get a chance to write a beautiful essay, because at the end... it was pretty much write a 10-page paper that's essentially like a short novel, a short pirate novel.
Cool.
That's amazing.
For people like us, you know, like to do that shit. So I fucking jumped on it. But, I mean, I could understand how people would be like, what the fuck am I going to write about? It's like, just write about anything. It's like that. I can imagine how that would just frighten people, and it did.
Oh, yeah.
In my class, people were just terrified and didn't know what to write. I wrote like some the December, you know, the December song,
the Mariner's Revenge song.
I wrote a short novel that was about that.
Was it about that, or was it based on it briefly?
I really would love to read the short story by Matt Castelli.
It was called A Ship Named Venganza.
Can we post it on the website?
A Ship Named Venganza.
Yes, do you still have the Word document?
Don't know if I have. I don't think I do. I think it might have been lost, and my computer exploded.
When your ship went down?
When my computer went down. with 1,000 brave MPEGs. I got an A+ on that paper, and that's why
that's
I bring it
great.
Up.
I was
one of the few that I did get a good grade on.
I was actually named in the Metallica piracy suit.
You?
Yes.
So you are a pirate.
Now we're switching off to piracy in the sense of just stealing electronics or intellectual.
And I was completely unaware because at the time I was, you know, 14 maybe, something like that. And so I was very taken aback by being called a pirate by one of my favorite bands at the time, which I thought was total bullshit. I thought I was sharing music.
Brian Wool, you are a pirate.
They made me walk the plank of Napster and banned me for life.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they charge you any money? Like, did you get fined?
No, I was just banned for life, but like a true pirate, I found my way back in.
And then Napster sucked
out. I didn't know they ever did that. Yeah. They banned people from Napster?
They banned me for life, and I had to find a way to change my IP address and then also change another thing so that Napster would allow me back in so I could share
music.
Well,
now Napster, is Napster even still around?
No.
Yeah, it's around.
It is?
It's a monthly paid subscription service.
Wow.
And nobody uses it because nobody likes to pay for music.
Especially when you can still get it for free.
Because you can't keep the songs.
Yeah, it's like I want to say it's one of those things where like you pay a monthly subscription and you have access to like all the songs you could imagine. But if you, should you ever cancel that subscription, you don't get those songs anymore.
That's mean.
That's awful.
Like the songs. Why would they do that? I think there's some sort of coding that like the license only lasts 30 days or something like that. And as soon as you don't get that license renewed, the files become unusable or something like that.
That's
my understanding. I could be wrong. But yeah, Rhapsody works the same way, I think.
Yeah.
It's a fairly common practice now, and I know not a whole lot of people like it, I don't think, because I like to have my actual files on my ship.
And be able to use them.
Before DVDs and sometimes before movies in theaters, they had this like commercial about why you shouldn't. Like, there's like piracy is stealing.
Oh, yeah.
And
the commercial
rules.
I know. And it was like this dude, and it played like awesome music, and he had a trench coat.
It's like,
and,
you wouldn't steal your wife. You wouldn't steal like a car. You wouldn't steal like a house.
So, why would you steal a Metallica song?
But who cares?
I totally had Metallica songs. I was just sharing them with other people. I was like, yeah, I want everyone to like Metallica too. Yes!
Fuck you, Brian. It's me, Lars, some last name from
Metallica.
Ulrich.
Was he a fucking Viking? Lars Ulrich?
Yes, I do think he was
essentially,
Norwegian.
Yeah, he was a descendant.
I do feel, though, like,
still fuck him.
Now that all music and shit is free and available, it makes the music industry. I think I was listening to another podcast about it with the Nerdist podcast, which is what I like, with Chris Hardwick, and he was talking to Mike Shinoda and OK Go, and they were talking about how there's like
Mike Shinoda of Linkin
of
Park.
Linkin Park, Mike Shinoda.
Yeah, don't act like we all know who that is.
I knew who it was.
LP did. I fucking found him out.
He's their rapper, right?
That's right. Say the Linkin Park reference. See who perks up first.
Dude, I had Hybrid Theory, man. I listened to it.
That was a good album. Fuck everybody. That was right when I needed it too in my life.
Agreed.
I had screaming emotions too.
Oh, man.
But yeah, they were just saying how it's just the music industry right now is so different, and like there's just no money to be had, especially, and there's like how many fucking bands come out a day, like a day. Like you go on iTunes, it's like new this week, and it's like 50 bands that are just new, and then like that they're gone. And so it's like that right now.
It's really like, yeah, it seems like the only way for artists to make money is for people, as many people as possible, to get that music legally or illegally.
Exactly.
And like them enough to go see their concerts.
It's like like buying the CD. It doesn't even matter anymore.
No.
Go ahead.
No, see, I have a good friend who like goes out and buys a CD, and she's like, I have to support the artist.
I will do that. I'll
certainly do that as well.
But you know what, though?
I did that for a Weezer CD that I don't listen to.
That doesn't really support the artist, because about, like, artists will get a tiny fraction of that CD price. You're really just supporting
the
record
tour.
Company.
Yeah, I feel like you support more by like, going to see them live and, like, telling your friends about them and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to see the artist live is, you know, the best way to support them.
I feel better though, because I would steal a lot of music, and I feel better buying it though than stealing it. Like if it's from an artist that I really like.
Oh, I would never steal from an artist that I really like.
I would.
Except Metallica.
Sometimes I would. I have because there is
music. It's just $10 for a goddamn CD.
Well, here's the thing. I will steal a song. Let's say hypothetically, I would have stolen a song of a group that I really like. Let's say, for instance, Justice, because they don't always release their tracks. All their live stuff, they don't release. So that stuff is, it's like found online where someone recorded it live.
It's not stolen. Bootlegs. That's a bootleg.
Yeah, it's a bootleg. So that's what I'll download. It can be considered like a single in
all some parts.
All hypothetically.
Well, I think a lot of bootlegs are by their nature considered illegal too, right? So you are technically like trafficking contraband.
I think, but I also think whatever happened to just like swapping tapes and shit? I love swapping music with friends.
Did you call it
profit to be?
B-O, did you call it swapping tapes?
Yeah, swapping tapes. You swap a tape with a buddy. You never when you were a kid, you never gave your buddy like your Michael Jackson Dangerous tape.
No, that's mine.
Somebody's Green Day Dookie tape. Like I traded to hear what everybody else has.
Yeah.
I just got
you know, you'd be like, and then
swapping tapes.
Sick, well, then I had the double cassette tape recorder, and I taped that tape onto.
Yeah,
so
then your buddy can hear it, and you know, like Tins and I trade music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, I'll give him you know some of the shitty albums I find and shit, and Tins is like, oh, I'll use it to complete my grand collection. And then Tins lets me have some of the fruit from on high.
Biwo is making a stroking motion like my iTunes collection is an elaborate harp.
Well, doesn't it move along like a harp when you use it on your touch screen?
Yeah, well, yeah, if I plucked a string on the harp, it took 28 seconds to respond.
Fuck you, Mac.
I would love a computer operated by harp.
That'd be so difficult.
And so beautiful sounding.
If you were good.
Have you guys ever seen like at science museums and stuff, they have like laser harps? Like it, like a harp shape, but
so
where each
cool.
string would be, there's a laser, a little infrared laser instead.
Uh-huh.
So you, as you pass your hand under it, all the laser, the lasers are broken. And,
yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
The theremin's cooler.
Oh, which
than
science
that.
Museum? I don't know. Not this one. Not MSI in Chicago. I don't think. But I don't know. It was a vacation museum.
I'm much more impressed by a theremin than a laser harp.
Yeah. Oh man.
Now
if somebody.
What is a theremin?
Oh man. If an audience, a listener wants to buy me a theremin for Christmas, do it.
A theremin is, you know that Beach Boys song. You know the Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
You know, Good Vibrations? And then it always has that one part in Good Vibrations where it goes...
Or it's an octave up.
So yeah, it's very spooky sounding. That's
like
a theremin. And you control it by just moving your hand, and because of where your hand is placed, it will break up the electrical current that is being transmitted between a metal rod and this metal half hoop.
Yeah,
sounds expensive.
You can get them for
a couple $100, $200.
Cheap ones I've seen for under $100, but I don't want to buy a shitty theremin.
Yeah,
don't buy tins of shitty theremin.
I've been pretty good this year. I think Santa will buy me a theremin. I think he's going to look at my wish list and be like, who the fuck is this? Guy wants a theremin for Christmas?
Whoa, who the fuck is this?
Who's this fucking goober?
Did you see this, Dasher?
Fuck you, Dick. You're getting shit from me.
So, all right.
Well, you could also
check
ask Hanukkah Harry. He's good with giving good stuff.
Hanukkah Harry.
Check this out. So the theremin used by the Beach Boys in Good Vibrations. You know, the Beach Boys made a great pirate song called Sloop John B.
I love that song.
Sloop John. I'm not familiar enough with the lyrics of Sloop John B. Is it about?
It's not about pirates. It's about
John B.
It's about a guy going out with his dad and just getting drunk.
What?
I think it's his dad.
It sounded like he was supposed to be like he was on a boat.
How could there possibly be two so drastically different opinions on what the song means?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember the lyrics now, and I can.
The first,
put them in my head.
The first mate, he caught the fit. It threw away all my grits.
Yeah.
And the cook, he ate
well,
up
he
all
in
my
the Navy,
corn.
Then. It was the Navy.
Sheriff John Stone, why don't you leave me alone? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I feel so broke up. I want to go. That's the song. Do 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 do.
That's yeah, theremin would be. What's so cool
about? It might have been about pirates.
I thought it was. See how the main sails sets.
About yeah, pirates. Pirates.
You know, my favorite pirate is One-Eyed Willie. And, well, I love Captain Hook, too.
Is this another Goonies
yes,
story?
Yes, it's another Goonies reference, because One-Eyed Willie was smart enough to rig his treasure so that someone who respects him, the dead One-Eyed Willie, would not take his gold and just take all the rest of gold, but leave his pile of gold for him. If somebody takes gold from his pile of gold, even after he's dead, the whole ship would, like, start collapsing, and then, like,
now,
they would die.
I mean, it's not a very... It's a plan based on how he died, because I'm assuming
yeah,
that
he... also killed everybody
it's,
at the
it's
table.
Yeah, but he died with this...
It's impossible.
With, yeah.
It can't happen. The reason why you love One-Eyed Willie is the same reason I hate Goonies.
Wait, what?
It's ridiculous. No. A pirate's gonna do that? They're fucking drunken fucking hicks running on the seas fucking just killing people.
One-Eyed had to be smarter because I had one eye.
What did you just say? Did you just say because he had one, he was missing an eye, he's smarter than anyone else?
Well, no, yeah, because all that extra oxygen gets to your brain, you know, when you only have one eye?
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, like, he had to be more strategic. And
how?
He was the captain.
Why would he have to be more strategic?
Maybe he doesn't have depth perception.
So he has to be more strategic.
So,
and that increases his brain power.
There was a lot of pirates that were really smart. There was one dude who was like, he thought he was signing on to be an accountant for like a legitimate business. And it turned out to be a pirate ship. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, an awesome accountant, and then he was. But then
sounds
he also
like
just
the plot of Life Aquatic. Didn't that happen in Life Aquatic?
Where
the accountant got stuck with the pirates?
Yeah. Oh no! Like they hired him and just lied and said it was like a real company. But then this dude turned out to be just merciless.
So he was an accountant for pirates.
Wait, so let me.
They need accountants. How long ago
was this? Is this a real story or something?
Yeah, it's like probably like 1700s.
Okay.
Oh,
now, like, what did he apply at the pirate ship and think that's their building?
No, they like interviewed him somewhere, I assume.
Yeah, there's like no rules back then.
But
man.
He was
like,
gonna be
fucking meet at like a mud pit and then say, "Hey, you want to be on my ship?"
Well, no, like they said he was gonna be an accountant on like
scurvy.
A merchant mission, and okay. then they turned out to be pirates, and then he turned out to be meaner than the pirates. And so, like, there was a time when, like, the captain, they mutinied against the captain, and he was like, I don't know if we should mutiny against the captain, and they did it. And then he just murdered the next guy and was like, well, fuck you all. If you don't listen to me, I'm in charge now. And
wow.
He ended up being, like, a really successful pirate, and everyone was terrified of him. Yeah. And he was a great accountant, so
what
everyone got
their
shit. I don't remember. It was like,
Eric the Feasible.
Do pirates still exist?
Yeah,
yes,
they do.
Yeah.
Dude, the thing is, like, people,
just
well,
sea thieves.
Oh, God, there was some serious pirate shit in the past year.
Yeah.
Somali pirates.
Serious
like standoff, right?
Oh,
yeah, oh, God, it's, yeah, it's awful. But the thing is, the thing that people forget about pirates, like, we all, a lot of people will romanticize old-timey pirates and say, oh, they were drunks, you know? And they're always
it's romanticizing
looking for
them.
Well, yeah, they're saying
it's
they're
better
drunks.
Than the truth.
Well, the pirates of today, you know, they have access to other things that aren't just rum. So these pirates are like hopped up on all sorts of drugs, and they are just fucked up. And that's part of the problem with these pirates is you can't reason with them and negotiate with them because they're so fucked up on drugs.
And
like, they're on crazy amounts of drugs, and they just take over ships because they don't give a fuck. They can't feel shit. All they feel is awesome.
It's weird concept of, like, international waters.
Yeah.
Where, like,
yeah.
anything can happen. You can't
yeah.
stop anything
yeah.
from
water.
Happening.
There's a Coast Guard.
So much water.
Exactly.
And so they just
get away with it.
So they just hopped up, and they go and take over ships. And so when the government tries to negotiate with them and whatever, shit never works out because, you know, if they just don't like things, they'll blow up everybody just 'cause. And it's
like
really,
they're terrorists.
Yeah, well, but even more so because they don't even have anything that they believe in.
It's like
they're
that
just
scene in The Life Aquatic. Where they do that.
Yeah, they. But those pirates. Those pirates.
Well done, Mark.
But the thing about like Life Aquatic is those pirates had a little bit more of an agenda. Like most pirates, they don't have that much of an agenda. They just want to take shit. Yeah.
Like, well, get crazy. I mean, they want money. They're after money.
See,
they kidnap. They kidnap, they steal, they'll just like salvage the parts of a ship.
That's right. Didn't
stuff.
Those pirates kidnap people?
Yeah. They kidnap a bunch of people.
Yeah. We got people, deal with it.
So we just murder them. We just send
Did
in SWAT teams and murder them. Oh, yeah, we got all of them. Our snipers killed every one of those fucking pirates.
Fuck,
they had the Navy SEALs. They made a big story out of it. It was like, Navy SEALs are awesome. That was like the headline.
Yeah.
And it was like, pirates take 20 hostages, Navy SEALs come in, snipe all of them, and we win and go home. Like,
so
that
America beats pirates.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was like, oh, how cool is that? And all the Navy SEALs get to like high five each other.
I mean,
like,
it must have been a lot easier to be a pirate like back in the day, because you could. I mean, all you needed to do to pass is just like buy a flag from each country and then like stick it up. Like, oh shit! I say it's a British ship. Quick, put up the British flag. And by the time they're close enough to see you, you're already got your cannons ready.
Probably even less than that, since there's so few. Like, the world was barely even discovered. Like, you didn't even know where shit was.
Initially, sure.
Yeah, and so you could just go somewhere, and you're gone. And what, not going to find you anywhere.
Yeah.
Just go fucking walk in the woods.
Yeah, there were, like, secret islands.
Exactly.
That were uncharted, and no one knew how to get to them. And you had to navigate by, like, oh, it's like that rock with all the seagulls. Turn left there.
What if that's how Google Maps gave directions? Like, you go to the crazy seahorse statue. Like, you just tell me street names.
14 paces past the subway.
Dig 4 inches deep.
Oh,
you
God.
Should find a rock.
Coming back to the Facebook thing, I wonder if you could have Google Maps be switched to
pirate. Yeah.
How
irritating.
That'd be great.
14 paces near Goozle's neck.
Because it looks like the neck of a Goozle. That's how you identify it.
Cool.
You know,
I feel like if they wanted to accurately change it to pirate lingo, they would have to make some sort of accurate conversion between miles and paces. Because they're still Google Maps. They can't just be wrong when you decide to switch it to that lingo.
Oh, God, how funny would that be if Google Maps found a way?
Newspaper headline, many late.
Well, don't use fucking pirate then, morons. It's important you get there accurate.
Okay, what if it's Talk Like a Pirate Day? September 19th is National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
The day
maybe in the
pirate themed show
and our upcoming shows.
Correct. Yeah. Maybe on that day they have a lot more people than average being like, Spirit of Pirates. Let's change Google Maps to Pirates today. And then they try and get at their accurate directions.
Well, it's not like I'm not going to use Google.
Exactly.
You know,
what if Google just did like wrong day, where they just everything was wrong?
Would they would they announce this day or not? Wait,
I
spitefully?
Hope not. Like they just
that
to no, because like that just to show
how many people would die.
Just to show us how in their power we are. If Google just changed everything, like all you have to do is switch. Like every time it comes up with a number, just switch it to be like a random number between something and something. And then, and everything that day, Google Maps, or Google, everything Google was just wrong.
And this is all so to show their power over us?
I think so.
Like, that would be an awful marketing strategy, because then they would completely be dismantled right away.
But, like, can you imagine, like, if you went to search and it just brought you nothing reasonable?
Mark, that's like the ideas of a supervillain.
It's like, yeah, it's like
a going to ask Jeeves.
I didn't know that my roommate was Lex Luthor. Jesus.
All right, guys. Let's just get it out.
Are you going to say it first? Never mind.
Uh-oh. Is it pirates or ninjas?
I was exactly going to say that.
Oh,
it's which one?
Old question.
It was easy for me. I was always pirate.
Yeah, me too.
I always felt pirate. I always would enjoy the pirate deal.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying win in a fight, or which do you like better?
Let's do both.
Like better first. Yeah. I assume the one, which
I,
one you
I
like
pirate better,
the one.
But I believe the ninja would win the fight.
Couldn't the pirate just shoot the ninja?
Yeah, you're not catching a ninja.
You gotta factor in stealth. You gotta factor in stealth.
But pirate guns are also not very accurate. Faster than a ninja.
I mean, well, ninjas are professionally trained. They'll spend half their lives learning their craft.
Yeah.
So whereas pirates
drink a bottle
like
of wine.
Any Ronald Schmo with half a leg can become a pirate.
Yeah, but they wouldn't stay alive long if they weren't good. They'd have to be good to be facing a ninja.
Well, you don't have to be. Yeah,
no, you could be like this could be your first voyage, and you happen to come aground.
So are you saying this is like worst pirate versus worst ninja?
Yeah, I mean, like
is this what?
If that's the case, then
it's cabin boy versus. Like, it's Cabin Boy versus Beverly Hills Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja 1.
Yeah, that's true.
Cabin Boy or Beverly Hills Ninja?
Beverly Hills Ninja. If Worst Pirate fights Worst Ninja, I think we just win for getting to watch it.
I go ninja all day long.
Every day. Yeah. Every day ninja.
Yeah. I'm a ninja ninja.
Yeah, I guess just for the idea of guaranteed training if you're a ninja. Ninja.
I just think ninjas are sweet.
I enjoy the merriment of being a pirate. I would be a pirate, but
there's
a lot
more merriment in being a pirate.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say I act more like a pirate than a ninja.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Except when you're I'm sneaking so up, I'm the cool. pirate of the group. What?
Huh?
Kula, I think you'd be a really good ninja because you'd be really agile.
Thank you.
I think you would be a bad ninja because you would always be making like ka-ka!
You
would not be very stealth.
When I strike, how many times have I snuck up on you, my two roommates here? How many
when
times
you strike?
Not that many.
How many times did you not know I was sneaking up on you two?
I don't know. I guess
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. No way. I rest my case.
I would know that.
I'm a ninja.
Dude, Nick's so stealth.
Yeah,
Nick was a karate champion, of course.
Thank
he's
you.
A ninja.
He is. In kata.
He's also very nimble on his feet.
Thank you.
It's good. Oh, you play.
Well, I guess we solved that age-old debate.
Yeah, good.
Take
that, internet.
Think pirates are sexy, and they'd win in a fight.
Oh, this is not Lauren, this is not sexiest pirate versus sexy ninja.
I think sexy ninjas so sexy.
Ninjas are not sexy.
So
no.
Yeah, they are.
Wait,
no.
Lauren,
pirates
Lauren.
Are supposed to be dirty people. Why
Lauren.
Are they sexy?
They're filthy.
Johnny Depp is dirty, and he's still hot.
Lauren.
He has 8 STDs.
Would you? That's true. Would you rather go on a date with, like, Dustin Hoffman as Captain Hook or Bruce
yes.
Lee?
Dustin Hoffman for sure.
Oh, wow.
He's missing a hand.
Yeah.
Whatever,
he's
and he's bald
wig.
In that movie.
He's gonna feel you up
hot.
With his nub.
Oh. Okay.
You want
wait.
That?
That is
Captain
gross.
Hook would have,
that
he'd
is
have
gross.
A,
fingering if it was a hook.
No, Captain Hook would have a dildo hook. He's got hook hooks.
Yes,
he's got a dildo.
Kinky.
But the problem is, it's pirate time, so it'll be made out of wood.
Yeah, it's not gonna be made out of nice rubber.
Smee,
don't try and stop me, Smee.
Would they make
don't
like
try
five
stop
leg dildos
me,
too?
I guess.
Stop me, Smee.
Yeah, if they, you're talking if they had a peg leg dildo.
Jeez,
I don't
guys.
Think. I don't think that.
I was talking about like Johnny Depp.
I just don't want to picture a fucking someone essentially kicking someone's vagina with their peg leg.
Oh my god!
That'd be horrifying.
Lauren's already horrified.
So when I was little, I used to when I wasn't able to play with my friends because like. There was they were doing other stuff. I was
an
only
gonna
child.
Get weird, is it,
no.
We're all thinking it's gonna get weird.
Yeah.
We're all
kind
like,
of weird. But I used to play that I used to play that I was Wendy from Peter Pan, right?
Of
okay.
course.
And I would make all my little stuffed animals be the pirates of the ship.
Of course
right?
you would.
And I would have my mom like, this is the weird part, but whatever. I had my mom like fake tie my hands together and I'd sit in there and be like, Peter, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You made your mom fake tie your hands together.
Like,
why?
She wouldn't
why?
Really, like, I'd be able to get out of it.
Oh, cool.
Like,
why would you not be able to tie your own fake hands together?
Wait, hold on.
Was she in on this scene with you? In
no,
this
no, I just would go down, hey, mom, I'm
Lauren,
playing Peter Pan. Please.
Lauren, what year in college is this?
Wait, Lauren.
Freshman, sophomore, what are we talking about?
So this game consisted
this
of you.
This was my old house. This
hang
was before
of just
I was
you.
Seven.
So freshman?
No.
You would
I
just sit in your
so
basement alone with your hands fake tied behind you,
yes.
screaming for a savior that never came.
So you played damsel in distress, but there was no hero.
Peter saved me somehow.
Wait, wow, okay. There's no one else.
I don't know.
There,
I made it up in my head.
Lauren,
do you have one of those complexes like Princess Peach, where you can only get off if someone rescues you?
No.
Lauren, when your fantasy when the scene is over,
this is not a fantasy.
Lauren,
just...
well,
freshman in college. Come on,
Lauren. When
I
you're
was, like, fun.
Okay, when the scene was over, did you have to call your mom back down to fake untie your hands?
I don't remember.
Lauren, I would play pretend to. I got you back.
Yay.
I played pretend
but so
all the time.
Really like
we all played pretend.
Yeah, listen,
pretend.
We all played pretend, except I was never in distress when I played pretend. I was a fucking badass because that's what you play pretend
Lisa,
to do.
So
yeah,
you in
girls,
pretend, you
can
pretend
Wendy.
To do anything.
Why wouldn't
you
wanted
be
like the girl who is awesome?
Yeah, like nobody.
Because in Peter Pan, Wendy was the girl that's awesome. She gets to hang out with Peter.
She gets kidnapped all the time.
Yeah, but she got kidnapped.
So why wouldn't you pretend that she didn't?
I don't know, maybe my mind wasn't that.
Wait, so were you real tied up or pretend?
No, I was pretend. But I would like, I don't know, like.
So your mom would pretend.
Yes, she would be like, okay.
Peter
Lauren.
Didn't come
like,
this time.
Just put a rope you around
now,
her.
Now, Lauren,
like,
your mom
tied.
Does listen to this podcast, right?
Only once in a while, yeah.
Well, she'll listen to this one. So, Mrs. Imony, write in info at octavarius.com and explain your situation when you were tied up Lauren.
Did you think this was weird? Just a one-word answer.
I'm sure
maybe
she totally
it was fun.
Supported.
I bet she thought it was great.
Lauren's
time.
Creativity.
See?
I'm sure it was amazing.
I would also walk the plane. So I did the
whole thing. Lauren, do something cool. Why not?
When I played like X-Men, I was a Storm and I was a cool.
Yeah, player. But when you were Wendy, you were tied up and you put yourself in peril? That's like a Star Trek nerd fantasizing about being a red shirt.
Boom, Star Trek.
Which didn't doesn't
no,
even
because
really
Wendy
watch.
Is like the coolest girl character ever. I wanted to be
the
Wendy.
Way that she got tied
Wait,
up.
Wendy
and
would get.
The plane.
She wasn't always in distress.
No, and I played.
But you
her
wanted
when...
to be in distress.
You fast forwarded to when she has been in distress.
Because
you could have done a different scene.
I did all the fun other stuff too. I'm just saying that was the pirate part when the pirates came in, and
she
that's like I would make my stuffed animals pirate. So.
From the pirate.
How,
I always
okay,
like,
okay if okay. That was only part of it, how elaborate did this fantasy get?
I don't
how
know,
many
I
hours
was an only
spend,
child and
days.
Oh, mm-hmm. I had like this Wendy dress that I wore almost every day when I was like 4 years old. Yeah.
I don't remember how Wendy looked.
So
didn't she just wear
so
like a nightgown?
Yes, it was like a blue nightgown.
So it's not a dress.
Yeah. Well no, but
it's
it was
a nightgown,
nightgown. Yeah.
She wore a nightgown every day.
So
here
probably,
we go. You said it.
So it's probably the smelly, dirty nightgown that this little girl has
like
been wearing.
Like they're all in pajamas.
My mom washed my clothes.
There's chocolate stains all over.
What? Why am I eating chocolate?
Because you like chocolate.
Because you're Jewish.
Chocolate. You like chocolate. Don't you?
What?
Who doesn't like chocolate?
Even when I was little, I wasn't a big candy person.
You weren't a big candy. What,
no.
So
what,
fruit
what did you
stains
like?
About a plenty.
I liked fruit a lot.
What watermelon
and ice cubes? I ate like I may have these dinosaur ice cube trays. I fill them up and I just eat ice.
So you just ate ice.
Oh, yeah,
so you drank water.
I'm
sure words. That is what happened.
God damn it, Lauren.
Sometimes when I like to have fun, sometimes I just take a different form of water and ingest it.
Hey, there's some really cool ice trays that exist.
Yay.
I have one made of stars.
Nice. I know people that have ice trays where each cube is a boner.
That is silly.
Is that Pangea, right? Is that still there? Was that Keith?
No, I want to say that was Jeff and RJ's place.
God, I gotta
hey,
say,
Jeff and RJ.
I gotta say, I don't know if I'd be cool with having a glass
cubes.
Full of boner cubes.
I don't see why not.
I feel like it's nice. I feel like you don't, like, if you're having somebody over for the first time, you're not going to give them a gin Ricky full of boner cubes.
Hey, man, you're just drinking water. That's essentially all you're doing. Yeah. If the water's made of dicks, then who cares?
If, like, listen, if I needed an ice tray and all they had were boner ones, I'd be like, well, whatever, who cares? It's ice.
I got to say, I would just really prefer that they not be boners.
Castelvi, your logic is as if to say you're at Jewel. They have the regular, like, six thing ice trays.
They're all
out.
Broken. All those ones are broken. All the star ones are broken. And so all
the dinosaur
that's left,
ones.
All the dinosaur ones are broken. So all that's left is the boner ones.
All in a row.
Out of stock. Out of stock.
In, like, probably in the same aisle as, like, coffee filters.
Yep. I needed desperately an ice tray.
Good,
I would
right.
absolutely take it. I'd buy two.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my god.
Wow.
Well, so what is the deal with the sexy pirate thing?
I don't know. Dude, I think its shirts are so sexy. Just, I don't know, like the loose white shirts.
So if you saw a guy walking around in a loose white shirt, you'd be like, yeah, that'd
no.
be
awesome. It's like that's awesome. That's where it's at. Pirate shirt.
If he was walking on the street, I'd be like, you're a weirdo. But if we were intimate, I'd be like, yeah.
So
you're saying if your boyfriend dressed up
if your boyfriend showed up, dressed up in like
a pirate
outfit and was like, hello. You'd be
yarr,
like,
you mean yarr.
Lisa, time
yes.
for me to get thy bounty.
Well, like, he wouldn't be able to talk because that's creepy.
Oh,
if,
okay.
Like, I don't, like.
So if he just
whoa.
Opened your door and just stood
and
silently
a pirate, and then
and as a pirate and then just put his hand gently on your face. You would be like, this is my dream. He's dressed like a pirate, and he didn't say anything.
No, it never happened.
Yes.
I think most girls would agree that that would be a sexy thing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be hot.
What about...
Speak for all the ladies.
But they,
man,
wait,
that's
but,
a fucking shocker. Lauren agrees.
But they can't talk
Once
at all?
Once you fucked by Captain Hook with a peg leg dildo.
They can talk just not in a really, like, frightening pirate
so,
voice.
So what if it was a more sympathetic pirate? Like heck, 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 heck,
wait, like Popeye? Was that just a Popeye pirate?
Yeah, it was Popeye.
Did you do that as
Popeye
if it was
the
commonplace?
It was Popeye the Sailor Man. What if he talked like Popeye the Sailor Man? Like, whoa, Lisa, blow me down.
No,
literally.
No,
blow
weird.
Me.
But if he just showed up, he was like,
no.
He was like, yar, Lisa, I'm here for your bounty. Just sailed in, and I was hoping we could spend some time together
so
while I was in.
Mark so he talks
so
like Mark.
So he talks
like, hey,
like,
here I'm doing this. I'm a pirate, by the way. That'd be okay.
What if he talked like a Don Quixote? Like,
I guess
ooh,
I am
a pirate. That would be hot.
Don Quixote is like an old dude.
No, but if you talk like him. Sorry.
You talk like, I just took over a ship.
Yes.
And I am lost for you. That turned into Jean-Claude Van Damme a little bit.
A conquistador.
If it was a conquistador.
I feel like I don't see myself ever being able to, like, show up in the bedroom and be like, I am the pirate man.
Like,
come and have sex with me now.
Look above my
man.
Scimitar.
Well, like, okay.
Like, I would look like a fucking moron.
Unsheathe
so
my blade.
Just the idea that other days during that guy's life, he's got to keep that outfit somewhere. Like, imagine it. Okay, imagine if a guy has the sexy pirate outfit that he wants to wear.
He said Lord of
the guy's got the sexy pirate outfit he's going to wear for his girl, but... He doesn't want to, like, he wants to save it for her birthday because he knows his girlfriend's fucking weird.
Excuse me?
Whoa.
What?
So, like, a week beforehand, he could be like, sweetie, could you, he's like in the shower, could you get me that pair of jeans I like? And then you accidentally go in the wrong drawer and you see this sexy pirate outfit.
It's in like a Halloween costume bag that says sexy pirate outfit.
I'd be like, yeah, baby.
So, What was with the sexy pirate outfit?
Well, I guess happy birthday, honey. I'm going to put it on and maybe we can do it.
Oh, well, not if you sound like that.
Yeah. I just feel like... gave the reins the fucking sad sack mug. Hitting on chicks. So reluctantly trying to have sex.
Like it's a chore. Tins, I bet your girlfriend would... like that too, so
I don't think anyone
maybe,
dude,
I don't think
I could pull off a sexy pirate period.
How stupid would we look?
Since there's been so many complaints, I think an accidental like or a half pirate.
An accidental pirate comes.
Is a half pirate the child of a normal person and a pirate? Or is it like if your dad is a pirate,
like
and he had a pirate child?
I think I know what she's talking about. Like, let's say there was that scenario with an ex-girlfriend that you had a pirate outfit for her sexy times. Got a new girlfriend, you didn't really do it that much, but you're out of laundry. You're just out of shirts.
Yeah, it's like by accident.
So it's like, oh, I gotta wear this pirate shirt.
No, I gotta do some laundry.
No,
that's it.
I need to wear the pirate shirt to do the laundry.
Oh, and I guess
because I have no shirts on.
Wow, man, get a different shirt.
I mean, hey,
so I put on the pirate shirt. And then, you know,
like,
Lisa, and it's like...
Essentially, Elfie, it's like, you get... it's like, I'm out of laundry, I gotta put on my bear costume.
Like, yeah, you're telling us
No, I think I see what Elfie's saying. Like, you know, you got the pirate shirt on, and then you're just looking in your empty closet, and you're like, well, I might as well just tie this bandana around my head.
It's a very strange
garment. Put this earring with the skull and crossbones in my one ear.
Well, man, I got this sweet sash. I should just throw that on.
It's a very specific garment to pirates.
Oh, hey. Oh, I'm out of pants. These breeches would fit great, though.
Oh, I might as well wear these boots that are folded over.
Like, Tins has an entire Batman costume. You don't see Tins
does his laundry.
As Batman.
But meanwhile,
yes,
I've been busy with work.
Yes, LP, but at the same time, if every single item of clothing I had was dirty, and I looked in my room, and I realized I had the choice between a full Batman costume and putting on a dirty Hanes t-shirt for 3 minutes, I'll put on the t-shirt.
Listen, I'm just trying to back up what Lisa's saying. I think that's what she's trying to say.
I just don't think that men, maybe it's just men don't get it. Because it's not a sexy pirate.
Well, I think it's because we're
just any girl with like torn clothing. So if she happens to be
a
pirate.
Just not, yeah, it's just like, you put an eye patch on.
She could be a gardener.
It doesn't matter. She's not wearing anything.
I mean,
Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp, I get it.
Yeah, he's a hottie.
Yeah, he's a handsome fellow, but like just the pirate in general, I know.
It's like, well, they've got those romance novels. They're all on the Seven Seas doing
shit. I see, yeah.
You know, and that's been happening for decades.
Yeah.
Like my mom was getting those kinds of
things. Well, and pirates were huge, and then now, like, vampires are huge. I wonder what's going to be the next...
It'll probably go back.
I hope
it'll go back to like pilots.
I hope it's pilots. I hope it's goblins.
Goblins. Is it goblins?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know, hobbits.
Sexy
demons. You know, like,
I can't wait for like 2015 when like we're dealing with all these kids who are into all these kids are into goblins right now. What's with all the goblin merchandise running around?
Sexy goblin.
Yeah. Okay, like if you're out of laundry and your boyfriend just showed up in a goblin mask.
Into the sewer, you're gonna go see that piece of shit movie, The Goblin Romance?
Well, I've seen straight, they got that Avatar shit going on now, people are dressing like Avatar, that's the same, it's just as creepy, it's a monster creature.
Yeah.
That's true. And vampires are monsters of some
kind. They're undead.
Like, where is the line drawn? Are people sexily dressing up like yetis?
Well, yes. Yeah, they're called furries.
Oh, yeah, you're totally
checkmate.
Right. It does happen.
Yeah.
God,
we're
sad as a species.
Hey, what people do in their own time is their business.
Not if
they're
wearing a yeti costume.
Well, I mean, listen, you make your money. All right, you go to work, you make your money, and you can spend it on whatever you want.
Do you just
that's
want
what
you
want?
Yeah, if you want,
it.
Yeah, if you want to go in debt with having, you know, all these Yeti costumes,
You're gonna spend,
you,
like,
at your right as an American.
Over,
oh God!
Over amazing. 10 grand on just Yeti costumes with the dick cut out. You put them all on your credit card.
I wonder, oh, Brian. Do you know what I could do if something like that happened?
Oh, you bet I do. You could call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution, and they will guarantee to negotiate down that debt of $10,000. Or more on your credit card. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Why don't you do that jingle that they're singing around the globe?
Okay, sure.
Eight, six, six, nine, six, three, two, three, five, four. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. Yarr, me booty!
Tell them Octavarius sent you.
Get a free eye patch.
Eye patch not a guaranteed free.
Yarr.
Man, at this hour, that you're listening
to... Pop chips, the shit ain't get them.
The shit ain't get them? That's perfect. That just sums up that whole thing.
Yeah. Castelvi, I can't help but feel that you don't like the pop chips anymore. What?
Well, we don't have to do them anymore.
No, like,
I'm waiting for them to ask us to stop.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah,
we've only got those two good flavors.
They're not even that good, though. Hey, okay.
Salt and vinegar ones.
You know what? At episode 33, I think we can finally tell our listeners, don't buy pop chips.
Unless it's salt and vinegar, barbecue, or cheddar.
Well, come on, no.
But if you are,
I'm down with those.
If you do have a product you want us to promote, we'll do it.
Just send that mistake to info@octavarius.com.
If it's good, we'll say good things.
info@octavarius.com. octavarius.com. I guess that about does it. I think we learned quite a bit about pirates today.
Yeah, Tyrone Blackbeard. Hope you enjoyed it.
Well, thanks for sticking around, everybody, through our nonsense. Thanks for sticking around with us through 33 episodes. We're really plowing along.
And yeah, thank you so much for all of the support, our fans.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
You are amazing.
We do this for you and because we like to do it.
Anyway, check back next Monday for episode 34. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye. Yar. Oh, my God. The Barbs. What a podcast. Comedy Sports Theater. I'm Wes Belmont. That's where our shows are. I love New York. And poor. Got a sports.
What?
God damn it.